All right, everyone, I want to start talking a little bit about what progress is and what it really looks like, because ultimately that's the reason why we're trying to develop these great habits, right? Is to see a change and to see progress. And so I'm going to use an example from the book Atomic Habits that I was talking about previously. It's written by James Clear. If you have not read it, I highly recommend it. But this example really stood out to me. So what does progress really look like? Here's the example. Imagine that you have an ice cube sitting on the table in front of you. The room is cold and you can see your breath. It is currently 25 degrees, and ever so slowly, the room begins to heat up. 26 degrees, 27, 28. The ice cube is still sitting on the table in front of you. 29 degrees, 30, 31 degrees, and still nothing has happened. The ice cube is still there. Then 32 degrees. The ice begins to melt. That 1 degree shift, seemingly no different from the temperature increases before it, has unlocked a huge change, right? It needed to hit that melting point for it to start melting. It was that one more degree that we needed to get to. So remember that breakthrough moments are often the result of many previous actions, which builds up the potential required to unleash a major change. This pattern shows up everywhere, guys. Cancer spends 80% of its life undetectable, then takes over the body in months. Bamboo can barely be seen for the first 5 years as it builds extensive root systems underground before exploding 90 feet into the air within 6 weeks. So similarly, habits often appear to make no difference until you cross that critical threshold and unlock a new level of performance. Just know that none of the work that you do is wasted. It is basically being stored. And when you break through, it sometimes looks like overnight success, but that isn't the case. There's another example that James Clear uses in his book, and I'm going to give it to you right here to help you understand that any type of success is not overnight success and why it might seem that. Mastery requires patience. The San Antonio Spurs, one of the most successful teams in NBA history, have a quote from a social reformer, Jacob Riis, hanging in their locker room. And it says, "When nothing seems to help, I go and look at a stonecutter hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times without as much as a crack showing in it. Yet, at the 101st blow, it will split in two. And I know it was not that last blow that did it, but all that had gone before." And all of this to say that all big things come from small beginnings. The seed of every habit is a single tiny decision. But as that decision is repeated, a habit sprouts and grows stronger. Roots entrench themselves and branches grow. The task of breaking a bad habit is like uprooting a powerful oak within us. And the task of building a good habit is like cultivating a delicate flower one day at a time. So remember that you need to go ahead and survive through that plateau and break through it to get to the other side.